Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Ditch Decade Diets podcast. I am your host, Lorna Perozzo, certified food freedom coach and founder of the Ditch Decade Diets Academy. I've spent 10 years in an unhealthy relationship with food, binge eating, over-exercising, and feeling insecure in my body. This podcast is all about helping you get to the root of your food struggles and teaching you how to rewire your brain so you can end binge eating. If you're ready to improve your relationship with food and cultivate more self-love towards yourself and your health, this is the podcast for you. So let's get to it and jump right in. Binge eating is not just how much you are eating, but it also is the feeling that you get while you're eating. This surge of energy, this rush of anxiety, constantly thinking about food all day long, feeling like you need to clean your plate, eating in secret. Yes, binge eating is consuming lots of calories at once. That is 100% what binge eating is. It's this feeling out of control. It's this feeling of, I intellectually know that I'm full and my body just says, keep on going. But binge eating is the feeling that you get while you're eating. So this surge of energy, this rush of anxiety, this little voice inside of your mind that says, keep on going, even though you know you're full. This is what binge eating is. And binge eating is completely different from overeating. And if you've ever tried to explain binge eating to a friend or a partner who has never gone through binge eating, a very common response that your friend or your partner or a parent might say is, oh, I overeat all the time. Like, don't feel bad. Like, I had a cupcake yesterday. And you're like, no. Like, you don't understand. Like, it's not like I just had one cupcake or two cupcakes and I'm not just overeating. I'll never forget, I worked with a client and she was so proud of herself for telling her partner that she was struggling with her relationship with food and she was struggling with binge eating. And her partner said something along the lines of like, it's okay, like overeating isn't a bad thing. Like everyone kind of does it from time to time. Like don't feel bad. And that really hurt her because she was like, I'm not just overeating. Like you don't get it. You don't get it. And I remember trying to explain, you know, binge eating to my boyfriend at the time and even my mom, and nobody would understand. Even my mom, she was like, you know, sometimes I indulge and, you know, like, yeah, they always say that. Yeah. Hi, Megan. And my mom was like, you know, sometimes I have a little bit too many chips and like, it's okay. And I'm like, you don't understand. It's not too many chips. It's like, I black out, you know, like when I used to struggle with binge eating, it was like, it was this out of body experience. It was like the food was going out of style. It was not just overeating. And you know, in your body, you know, in your body. So overeating is like, you know, you finish your meal. Let's say you finish your meal. And you're full, like you know you're full, but you're like, oh, it just sounds so good. Like I just really want seconds. And again, you can have seconds, but when you know you're full and you just keep on eating, but you have awareness, you're not doing it in secret. Maybe you're at like a social event or you're with your partner and you just keep on eating. That's overeating, right? You're like, I didn't need seconds. Like I didn't need 5 cookies. But like you weren't like super out of control. It wasn't done in secret. You didn't have like the surge of energy, this rush of anxiety. That's overeating. And it is actually like people do overeat, social events, birthdays, get-togethers, but not everyone binges. And binge eating, the difference between binge eating and overeating is this urge. It's this impulse. How many of you guys know what that urge and that impulse is like? It's like I literally felt like somebody was taking over my freaking body and doing things with food that did not feel like me. I felt like somebody had like a remote control and was like trying to like control my body because I intellectually knew that I was full and like I was gonna burst out of my pants. And I just kept on going. I just kept on going, one chocolate chip banana bread, then the next one, then the next one, then the next one. And the next thing you know, it's like physically sick. People who binge have this urge. You have the urge and this impulse that drives you to keep on going, that drives you back into your pantry, even though you know you're full. And it's like, I have to keep on going one last time. How many of you guys have promised yourself one last binge? I used to promise myself this all the time. One last binge, one last binge. This is binge eating. It's out of control. I can't stop when I'm full. It's typically done in secret when you're home alone. Overeating, you might be with beside your partner and you finish a bag of chips. Okay, I ate too much. I probably didn't need the whole bag. But the binging would be your partner goes upstairs and next thing you know, you're in the pantry and you're standing up. Hand in the bag, hand in the mouth, and you're just going to town. Secret eating. This is binge eating. No one's around. Nobody can judge me. I'm going to eat however much I want, whatever I want. No one's here. That is binge eating. However, so binge eating is this urge. It's this out-of-body experience. You have no control. But there are other signs that come with binge eating. For example, if you are always thinking about food 24/7, that can be a sign of an unhealthy relationship with food. It's common to think about food a lot. It's not normal. You might think like, doesn't everyone think about food a lot? Like you might be thinking about food from the time that you wake up until the time that you go to bed. And you're like, doesn't anyone else do this? Like, isn't anyone else thinking about what to eat? Doesn't anyone else think about food all day long? And it's common. It's very, very, very common. So I don't want you to feel alone, but it's also not normal. Another thing that is a sign of an unhealthy relationship with food and that relates to binge eating is even weighing your food. You have been told, you know, weigh your food, maybe for weight loss goals, but it can create an unhealthy relationship with food when you are so obsessive. So somebody who doesn't have an unhealthy relationship with food can weigh out their food, they can track their food, and that's fine. They're like, I actually don't have to think about food, like it's actually easier for me. But when you know that you get pissed off at yourself if you're 5 grams over, if you know that you get into the all or nothing mentality, if you're not spot on with your protein, and you just say, screw it, and you binge, that is an unhealthy relationship with food. I used to track, weigh, and measure my food. I've had health and fitness goals. And every single time that I knew that I was over my macros, I'm like, screw it. I would not bother tracking for the rest of the day. And I would blame myself as if I was broken, as if something was wrong with me, as if, Lorna, you can't stick to anything, when really, I just had an unhealthy relationship with food. And that's why tracking was stressful. That's why it made me obsessive around calories and how much I was eating and what I was eating. Those are all signs of an unhealthy relationship with food. If you're thinking about food 24/7, if you are, you know, always so meticulous and if you go over your macros by X amount of grams, then you spiral into all or nothing mentality. That's an unhealthy relationship with food. And that relates to binge eating because when you get into the all or nothing mentality, it's literally like, screw it, I'm just going to binge and tomorrow I'm going to get back on track. Another sign of binge eating is I'm going to eat healthy in front of my friends. I'm going to choose the lowest calorie option when I'm with my friends and my family. And then as soon as I get home and I'm by myself, I'm going to eat whatever I really want. How common is this? You're at the restaurant, your friends know you as the healthy one, so you order the salad, or maybe you don't eat. And everyone's like, you're so motivated. You're so motivated. Hi, Stacy, I'm so glad you can relate to everything. You're so motivated. Oh, you're so disciplined. And you're like, if you only knew what I'm going to eat when I get home, you would not make that comment. And this was me. This used to be me. I remember going out for dinner with my friends, having so much anxiety, I'd look up the menu a week in advance. And 99.9% of the time, I would just order a salad or like the healthiest thing on the menu, or I wouldn't eat because I was either too anxious or I had a binge and I literally was so full that I couldn't eat. And even when I would order the lowest calorie option and all my friends would order exactly what they wanted, the pasta dish, the pizza, they would have the dessert, they would go home satisfied, have an amazing sleep, wake up the next day, and just eat normally. And for me, I would order the lowest calorie option or just not eat at the restaurant, come home, binge on all the things that I really wanted to eat that I never allowed myself to have, because going out for dinner, I would basically just not eat all day. I would come home, eat so much until I was so physically sick, and then the next day, I wouldn't eat again because I'm like, oh my God, I'm still bloated, I'm still lethargic, I'm still so full, and I gotta compensate, I gotta make up, I would overexercise. And here are all my other friends thinking that I'm so healthy and I'm so disciplined and oh, Lorna, you're just so amazing. And I'm like, yeah, okay. These are all signs of binge eating and an unhealthy relationship with food. You might just think, well, isn't it normal to just think about food? No. Isn't it normal to just like be scared to eat in front of other people? No, it's common. So again, I don't want you to feel alone. It's very common, but it's not normal. Another thing would be like this need to clean your plate. I remember when I used to go out for dinner and I saw like going out for dinner as like this bad thing. So whatever I would order, even if I was full, I'm like, I have to finish my plate. And I would be with my partner, I'd be with my friends, and they would like leave food on their plate. I'm like, are you feeling okay? Like, are you not gonna finish that? Like, what's wrong with you? Like, are you not feeling okay? Like, are you seriously okay? And they just stop when they're full, and I'm like, that must be nice. I've never done that in my life. But that was because I had an unhealthy relationship with food, because I saw going out for dinner as something that was bad. So in my head, I'm like, well, if you're doing something wrong, then you're not going to just stop when you're full. You got to finish the plate, girlfriend. You know, and then again, come home and binge. Feeling this need to constantly finish your plate is an unhealthy relationship with food, because there's scarcity. There's scarcity of, I don't know what I'm going to eat next. There's scarcity of like, well, I don't go out for dinner often, so like I might as well take advantage and like eat everything. And maybe you have that mindset of like, well, if I'm gonna go out for dinner, I'm gonna eat everything, well, then I'm also gonna have dessert, right? It like snowballs and it spirals. You know, eating in secret, thinking about food all day long, hiding food, feeling like you need to clean your plate, like these are all signs of an unhealthy relationship with food. And in 2018, when I recognized like, maybe this isn't normal. Like, you might think like just thinking about food all day long is normal because you're so used to it. Maybe you have spent years and years and years thinking about food and calories all day long and binging in secret. But I'm here to tell you it's common, but it's not normal. And binge eating is not, like I said at the very beginning of this video, binge eating is not just about how much you're eating. It's the feeling that you get while you eat, the numbing out, the euphoria, the high feeling. I'm binge free. I'm 4 years binge free. I still really enjoy my food, but I don't eat in secret. I don't only order the lowest calorie option and then come home and binge. I don't wait for my husband to leave the house and then go into the pantry. A healthy relationship with food, there's no hiding. It's free. You don't weigh your food. You don't track your food. You trust yourself so much to know how much to eat. You don't have to weigh your food. How many of you guys would love that? I wanted to get to a point where I'm like, I don't want to be weighing a single almond ever again. Like, I want to be able to trust myself so that I can know how much to eat without weighing my food. This is a healthy relationship with food. And when I constantly say binge eating is not just about how much you're eating. Let's say there's two people, right? So there's two people that have five slices of pizza. This one person has five slices of pizza. They're with their friends. They're watching a movie. They're all hanging out. And they're like, oh, the pizza was delicious. They're calm and they're relaxed. And they move on with their night. This other person has five slices of pizza when no one's around. As soon as their partner leaves, they get the pizza. They scarf the pizza. down their throat. They're eating super fast. They're feeling guilt and they're feeling shame. They're feeling like they're going through this out-of-body experience. They have no control. There's guilt, there's shame, there's embarrassment, there's judgment. They barely eat the next day or they compensate. That's an unhealthy relationship with food. That's binge eating. Do you see? It's both people can eat 5 slices of pizza. It's not only, binge eating is not only how much you're eating. Because this one person that had 5 slices wasn't doing it in secret. They were with their friends. They were watching TV. They were listening to their body and they had 5 slices and that's fine. But this person over here did it in secret and they're guilting themselves and they're shaming themselves and they're feeling embarrassment and they're having this urge to like keep on going. They were full after slice 2 and they're like, just keep on going. This is what binge eating is. This is what an unhealthy relationship with food is. And when you heal your relationship with food, you will be able to enjoy all of your favorite foods without guilt. You will be able to eat when you're hungry and naturally stop when you're full. You will be able to enjoy all foods without guilt. There's no more hiding. There's no more eating in secret. You own your food choices, right? You can have dessert. You can get seconds. You can order what it is on the menu. This is a healthy relationship with food. This is what I help my clients with. This is what I can help you with. A healthy relationship with food, because all of those things that I listed off, thinking about food all day long, you know, eating in secret, just feeling like you don't have any control. It's common. A lot of people go through it. A lot of people go through it, but it's not normal. And I'm telling you that there is a way out. If you would have told me back in 2018 that I would be here with not only a healthy relationship with food, but I would be 4 years binge free, I would have laughed. Because I just thought, well, I'm going to just struggle with food for the rest of my life. I'm just going to think about food all day. Like, I've dieted for so many years. Maybe some people can stop thinking about food, but you don't understand. Like me, I wake up and I'm like, what am I gonna have for breakfast? And I'm eating breakfast and I'm literally thinking about my next snack. And then I'm having my snack and I'm like, what's for lunch? That used to be my reality. So I'm like, I can't not think about food. Every time I got the opportunity to have chocolate, I would binge. Like, I wouldn't just be able to have a little bit. But now I'm able to because I healed my relationship with food. I got rid of my binge urges. I got back in tune with my hunger and fullness cues so I can simply eat when I'm hungry and stop when I'm full. And this is exactly what I can support you with. So if you are struggling with any of these things that I shared, thinking about food, eating in secret, having like feeling like you're going through this out-of-body experience, you're overeating, you're binge eating, you're turning to food to self-soothe, it's common, but it's not normal. And I'm here to support you. So there's been so many new faces on my Instagram. Welcome to everyone. I'm here to support you. A lot of clients come to me because they know that I get it. Like I said at the beginning, you might be trying to explain binge eating to a friend, a partner, and they don't get it because they've never gone through it. I've had so many clients even go to therapists and they're like, I didn't feel seen or understood because they had never gone through binge eating themselves. So if you are looking for somebody to help you become less impulsive, you want to be able to eat when you're hungry, stop when you're full, you want to be able to trust yourself around chocolate so you can have a few pieces and move on with your day, I can support you with this. I can help you stop your binge eating. I can help you stop thinking about food 24/7. I can help you be able to enjoy all of your favorite foods, trust yourself around all of your favorite foods, and just eat like a normal person again. So you no longer have to weigh, track, or measure your food ever again. So just send me a message if you are looking for that type of support. I am so committed to supporting you guys. I love you. Have the best freaking day ever. And we'll see you guys soon.